Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Biden says the country is moving in the right direction. He issued a statement after the Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA's Dr. Peter Marks says one key advantage of the J&J vaccine, it can be kept in a refrigerator rather than a deep freezer.
The ability for the Janssen vaccine to be stored in the refrigerator as opposed to a freezer could be beneficial in certain circumstances.
The J&J vaccine is also a single-dose shot. The FDA clearance means it will be distributed beginning early this week, along with the Pfizer and Moderna two-shot vaccines. In Myanmar, police in the middle of a second day of a violent crackdown against anti-coup protesters, with reports of several dead and injured around the country. Michael Sullivan reports from neighboring Thailand.
Videos and reports coming from Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon, show police opening fire on protesters with tear gas, rubber bullets, and in some cases, live ammunition. Graphic videos show wounded protesters being dragged to safety as the firing continues. Similar scenes are being reported all over the country, including Myanmar's second city, Mandalay, and in the southeastern city of Dawei. The crackdown appears aimed at ending the near-daily demonstrations against the February 1st coup that saw the democratically elected government deposed, its leader Aung San Suu Kyi detained. Nearly 800 others have been arrested or charged overall. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
To Hong Kong now, more than 40 opposition politicians have been charged under China's national security law for the region. NPR's Emily Fang reports that this is the largest wave of such charges in the law's short history and disables the region's remaining dissenters.
Among those charged today, Ray Chan, a pro-democratic lawmaker, and Benny Tai, a professor who helped organize informal elections last year. Those charged can be held without bail until their trial. The charges mean nearly the entire opposition of Hong Kong is now either in jail, under arrest, or in exile. Passed last June, the national security law criminalizes vaguely defined crimes like secession and collusion with foreign forces. It has already been used to charge an influential publisher behind Hong Kong's most critical and well-known newspaper. Dozens more activists and politicians have been arrested or disqualified from office after the law was passed. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
At the International Space Station, two NASA astronauts have ventured outside for a spacewalk. They're installing hardware to support new solar panels for the orbiting outpost this morning. The panels will be launched to the station later this year to increase the station's ability to generate more power. A second spacewalk is scheduled for later this week. And you're listening to NPR News. The Philippines has received its first shipment of COVID-19 vaccine. 600,000 doses donated by China arrived today on a Chinese military aircraft. The Philippines has the second highest number of infections and deaths in Southeast Asia. The government rolling out its national inoculation campaign tomorrow. Palestinian officials imposing a new lockdown in the West Bank following a surge of infections. Palestinians still waiting on vaccine shipments. Here's NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting from Ramallah.
Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh said hospitalizations are at a record high and infections are on the rise in the West Bank. For the next 2 weeks, authorities are imposing nightly curfews and weekend closures. The Palestinian Authority purchased vaccines, but those shipments are delayed. Russia, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel have sent donated vaccines, but the vast majority of Palestinians have not been vaccinated. The Biden administration has asked Israel to help Palestinians with vaccines. Israel is leading the world in vaccinations per capita. About 50% of all Israelis have received at least one shot. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Ramallah.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern urging New Zealanders to keep their guard up as the country's largest city entered its second coronavirus lockdown of this month.
We must never lose sight of the reason we take these measures. It is to save our people's lives and to save their livelihoods.
The lockdown in Auckland began today and is to last 7 days, and restrictions are being tightened elsewhere. The move announced this weekend prompted by the discovery of an unexplained coronavirus case. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.